Did you know that there are six pillars to building a six-figure or multi-six-figure wedding business without working all the time? And if you're not booking enough of your ideal clients, if you're not making the money you want to make, if you're working crazy hours and heading toward burnout, that means you haven't mastered all six of these pillars. When you master them, you're able to make the money you want, working with the clients you want, working only as much as you want. Want to know how to do that? Yeah, I thought so. And that is why I created a free audio training for you to walk you through the six pillars in detail, the three big mistakes wedding pros make with them. You'll get to take an audit to see exactly what your score is for each pillar, and I'll share how you can improve your score once you know where you stand. You can grab this free private podcast over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. That's evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. Go grab it right now. You'll thank me later and see where you stand and how you can improve your score with these six pillars. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast, episode number 243. What happened with my revenue on demand experiment?
In a world where wedding professionals are struggling to market and grow their businesses, one podcast brings together top experts and actionable strategies to help you build the wedding business of your dreams. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business podcast. Here is your host, Heidi Thompson.
Well, hello there, my friend. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Thompson, and I'm here helping wedding professionals just like you who want, you know, a simple roadmap to book more ideal clients, to craft a business that gives them the income, the life, the freedom that they want, whether that's taking Fridays off, spending more time with your family, going on a Hawaiian vacation, whatever it is that your heart desires, whatever it is that you want, that is the thing I want to help you achieve through your business. And in no place was that truer than in this revenue on demand experiment. And I call it an experiment because I see everything in business as an experiment. And this is a new offer that I created. I initially created it as a series of live workshops. They are now available on demand to help wedding professionals generate revenue anytime you want, even during the slow season. I wanted this to be really practical because I was having conversations with wedding pros who felt like they had to just sit and wait and freak out, quite honestly, because inquiries were slow. The bookings weren't coming in like they normally were, and they were just left wondering, okay, what the hell am I supposed to do? I'm just sitting here waiting for someone to inquire, and it's a very disempowering feeling. You know, you don't have any control. So I created Revenue on Demand in response to that, because you don't have to just sit around twiddling your thumbs, quietly panicking to yourself while you wait for clients to find and book you. But for whatever reason, that's the prevailing wisdom in our industry. And I found through these conversations that I had with wedding pros that they didn't realize, and you probably don't realize, just how much power you have as a business owner to generate revenue on demand. So this workshop series was really designed to give people ways to create revenue on demand whenever they wanted, to put themselves in the driver's seat instead of just sitting and waiting for clients to come to them and hoping it was all going to work out. That's never a fun feeling. And to do it without damaging your brand or slashing prices, because that was a big thing that came up when I started talking to people about this issue. When I said, you know, why don't you just run a promotion? to bring in more leads, to bring in more bookings. Their response was almost always, well, I can't do that because I don't want a discount. I don't want to hurt my brand. And I never said anything about discounting. I said promotion. There are tons of other types of promotions that don't utilize discounting. That's one tool in an entire toolbox. But you don't have to discount anything to bring in revenue on demand. So I put this super practical workshop series together that, like I said, is now available on demand. You can grab it right now at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/ROD for revenue on demand. And it was really interesting. I put this out there and I promoted it. I ran a promotion around it, much like I teach in this. And I wanted to see what would happen, really, more than anything, to see who would be interested in this, to see how receptive would people be, how willing would they be to move past this idea that you have to discount when you really don't. So I had 52 wedding pros of all different kinds from all over sign up for this. And they went through the workshops with me. So the first workshop we did is called The 6-Part Recipe to Bringing in Revenue on Demand, Even During the Slow Season. And in this workshop, you learn how to tap into what you already know, what you already have at your disposal as a wedding business owner to create an irresistible offer to sell to your potential clients or to your past clients or to your fellow vendors. And we walk through tons of ideas. And by the end, people had so many ideas for revenue streams that they could easily start creating and profiting from. It was so exciting to see. So some of the things that I was able to capture in screenshots that people were saying was like, my brain is running amok. So many ideas. In addition to general consulting and virtual meetings about wedding planning, I'm thinking of offering a destination service. Not sure if that would be a downloadable item or a consulting product yet, but it could be either. Another person, a dress designer who has a dye lab, decided to start selling ombre dyed veils so that people could kind of dip their toe into having something colorful without having to commit to doing their whole dress. Multiple people were like, oh my God, I have so many ideas. I came into this thinking I would have no ideas. And that was a concern of mine. And it was a concern of people that signed up. So I surveyed people who did attend, and one of the biggest worries was, you know, it's not going to work for me and my business. There aren't going to be any ideas that I can implement. And some of the common themes I saw among those people were this feeling of you're just at the mercy of the seasons. You're just at the mercy of the market and big advertising sites. And if those aren't working, well, I guess you're just screwed. And what I saw happen during even just this first workshop was a level of excitement that just made me so happy. That people were realizing that they don't have to sit around hoping, that they can make things happen for themselves. And some of them, even while we were on the workshop, were taking the first steps to do this. And as one person said, no fairy godmother is going to swoop in and make things happen in your business, but you can make things happen and the creativity and freedom of taking things into your own hands, of getting into that driver's seat is really invigorating. So I want you to know if you've ever thought like, oh, there's definitely no idea and there's no ideas in there that would work for me. None of this is going to work. We did not find a single person that attended this that felt that way. And when we did our Q&A call, you know, people were coming in with already formed revenue streams that they were, you know, setting up in the meantime between workshops and getting started with their promotions. So that first workshop was all about that, you know, recipe for bringing in revenue on demand, where we talked about creating an irresistible offer to sell to potential clients and just so many ideas with that. One of the bonuses actually that I included with this program is the offer idea bank. And there are 94 offer ideas in there that will have you just overflowing with ideas in minutes. And it's broken down by vendor type. So that was the initial workshop about really revenue streams and the recipe to be able to put these things together. Then in our second workshop, which was called Creating Profitable Promotions to Make What You're Selling Irresistible Without Discounting, we covered how to structure a promotion that gets people excited to buy from you without having to offer them a discount. And we walked through each of the promotion types in depth so people were able to start using them right away. And this was really interesting because we talked not just about the promotion types. I said it was going to be 14. It turned out to be 15. There were a lot. I could have kept going there. But we also talked about how you structure a promotion, why promotions work, the psychology of how you make this work. And when you understand the underpinnings of that, you can do anything when it comes to promoting and selling. If you really understand why people decide to make that decision and buy and the psychological components, it puts you just in front of this huge machine with a bunch of levers and buttons, and you can just push and pull any of these once you understand how to operate the machine in order to bring in revenue whenever you want. So we talked about the structure, we talked about the psychological underpinnings, we walked step by step through all 15 of the promotion types, and I gave examples of each, and we talked about, you know, how each of those could work for different businesses. And then I also included how discounting can work, because you don't have to discount at all. It's a tool in your toolbox. But that doesn't mean that sometimes under certain very specific circumstances, it's not useful. So we covered how to do that without undermining your brand. And that was received very, very well. It was exciting to see people see all of these different ways that they could run promotions and ways that they could incorporate discounting if they wanted to without actually damaging their brand and like training people to expect a discount. But we didn't just stop there. Then we went into actually running the promotion. So I can tell you about this promotion, but okay, what do you actually do with that? So we talked through what you need to include in your marketing, in the pre-launch, in the actual launch, different ways to reach your audience, what kinds of messages they need to hear from you. A lot of times we get stuck with like, well, what do I say to them? What do I email them with? What do I post on social media other than here's this thing, you can buy it? We covered that. We have, let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We talked about 11 different angles and really reasons to post or to email. And I mean, quite honestly, that's unlimited. Once you start thinking about it in that way, you start to see how many ways you have to show up without feeling salesy. Like, hey, come buy this thing. Hey, come pay me. Then we talked about what happens when it feels like no one is buying. Basically, how do you troubleshoot a promotion that you feel like isn't working? So we really covered everything you need to know in there. And I mean, between the revenue workshop where we talked about, you know, developing an irresistible offer that gets your people to want to buy, we made it very step by step. Like, okay, make this decision. All right, do you want to go this way or do you want to go that way? And people really walked away feeling like, to use that, you know, metaphor analogy I'm using over and over again about this, like you're sitting in front of this giant like supercomputer and before then, you didn't know how to use it. All of a sudden, now you know how to use it. People in the chat had so many ideas, and it was like, that's awesome, because guess what? You can use these forever. This can be the next 5 years of your business. And, you know, we saw people launching new revenue streams immediately, or setting up a promotion in the run-up to it to build up excitement and getting people to want to buy this thing. We had someone set up a joint revenue stream, which is really cool to see. They are a celebrant and they partnered with a wedding photographer to set up an elopement promotion. So it's a new revenue stream for both of them and it's a new promotion for both of them. We had some people who are going to be raising their prices, so they structured a promotion around that. There are so many different really creative, incredible things that people decided they want to do from this. And the thing that made me so happy about it was people didn't feel overwhelmed. I was a little worried because I love teaching and I love getting into the weeds on this stuff, that I was going to overwhelm people. That is not at all the response that I got, which made me so happy. I got the response of, this makes me excited. This makes me feel more empowered. This is going to save me time. This is going to help me make more money. And I know exactly how to do it. It's not one of those things where it's like, yeah, in theory, you could do this, you could do this, you could do this. You can take any one of these and put it to work immediately. And we saw that happen among these 52 wedding pros, people putting it to work immediately, which just makes me so happy, because I don't want to teach you things so that you can use them one day. I want to teach you things so that you can use them now and you can utilize them to make your life better, to save time, to make more money, to give yourself more of that freedom that we all want to have in our businesses. So if that sounds like something you want to, come on over to evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/ROD. You can pick up Revenue on demand, which, yes, I get is very meta. You get access to both of those workshops. You get that offer idea bank I told you about. You get the revenue stream planner, which when you go through planning revenue streams, it can be overwhelming. So this makes sure that you answer all the questions you need before you start creating and selling a new offer. You'll get the revenue stream pricing guide, because a lot of times we create things and we don't know how to price them. So I've created this simple pricing guide to help you set a price that's profitable for you and that makes your new revenue stream feel irresistible to your customers. You'll also get the promotion playbook that has a short little synopsis of all 15 of the promotions that we covered, but it also gives you space to lay out across a page all the things that you need to put in place. What are the dates we're running this promotion? What things do I need to create? Who's creating them? When do they need to be created by? You know, are there certain pages I need to create or different assets? This gets all of it done up front. It makes it really easy to put together. And if you have been in the Wedding Business Collective at all, you know that I am a big proponent of making all of these decisions when you are in CEO mode, when you are in a strategic mode where you can sit down, even if it's just for an hour, and make all these decisions so that worker bee version of you can just take it and run with it. And you're not making decisions on the fly, because that makes things much less strategic. I'm including the recording of the Q&A, and I'm also including a private podcast. So if you learn better via audio, you can access both workshops and the Q&A session in audio format. And you will also get access to the Wedding Business Collective. And that is my membership that really lays out that simple, straightforward path to booking more of your clients, so you are not building your business in a way that requires you to work these insane, you know, 60 plus hour weeks. It allows you to actually have the freedom that you want. And I'm giving everybody access to a month free of charge. If you're not already a member, you can grab that once you are inside Revenue on Demand. That is going to help you get additional support. It's also going to help feed your promotions. So if you realize, oh, I would really love to be able to use, like, I don't know, email marketing for this promotion, but I don't really know how I would do that. Well, we've got a course about selling with email marketing inside the Wedding Business Collective. So this is a very easy next step for you. So you can get access to all of that on demand, watch it, listen to it whenever you like for $37. I priced it at a price that I wanted to be just irresistible, because the truth is I could charge easily $300 or $400 for this. It's small, it's mighty, but as I saw, it produces results. And once it's done, once you've gone through it, you have everything you need to create revenue on demand whenever you want or need to. But I wanted to make this an easy yes for you. So that's why instead of the regular price I was going to go with, which is $197, I went with just $37. And you can grab all of it at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/ROD, Revenue on Demand. Now, something I pointed out when I was teaching these workshops, that Revenue on Demand is actually a product of some of the things that I taught in our first workshop about looking for profitable problems to solve for people. Like I said, this came about through conversations with clients, with other people in my audience, me seeing a problem, them not seeing a solution, but me seeing a solution and having a way to get them there. Once you learn to look out for that sort of thing, you see so many opportunities to monetize your abilities and your skills and your intellect. And it's really empowering to be able to do. And it's awesome to see a problem and just be able to be like, oh, I could solve that. Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. Let's make this happen. And it works out good for you as well in terms of the business, in terms of finances, and in terms of, you know, your own life, your own freedom. Because something we talked about was that, you know, there's a lot of things you can create, but it doesn't mean you should create them. Because if, you know, you don't want to work a certain way, or you don't want to work certain hours, or, you know, you don't like working a certain way, don't do that just because there's money to be made there. You want to make sure that your business is set up to support the life that you want to live and to not create a life that you hate, which I see a lot. So a little bit of a caution there, but we do talk about that inside the first workshop. So this has been a really cool experiment, and it's been really exciting to see the way it has lit people up and the way it has excited people who, when I was surveying them previous to the workshops, felt really downtrodden and felt really stressed and frustrated, not knowing what to do. And now they know exactly what to do. In fact, they know 20 different ways to do it. So they can just go and, like, grab the bull by the horns and take control of their business. And that is the thing that just makes me so happy, is for people to realize just how much power and flexibility and control you have as a business owner. And it's so cool to see these wedding pros tapping into it. I am really interested to see where they go from here. Like I said, some of them have already launched new things. Some of them are running promotions. Some of them are planning to do so. So if you are one of those people, keep me posted on how this goes. I am really interested to see what you learn in the process, because every time we do something like this, it's an experiment, and we get to learn and we get to see what works and do more of what works and less of what doesn't. And of course, if you don't have revenue on demand just yet, go grab it. It's only $37 at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/ROD. I will also have the link to that in the show notes for this episode, which will be at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/243. And if you're just out and about and you can't access that right now, shoot me a DM. I'll send you the link. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm Evolve Your Wedding Business. And I can't wait to hear from you. I genuinely do love talking to listeners of the podcast in my DMs. So I hope to see you over there. And thank you so much for taking the time to tune in again today. I will speak to you again very soon.